I would definitely recommend community college to people who would like to start out for several reasons. One is small classroom sizes. It's economical and get more personal attention.
Welcome, everyone. This is episode 8 of Virginia Higher Ed Podcast, produced by Virginia's Community Colleges. In each episode, this program brings you the voices of community colleges across the Commonwealth. Our guests describe their experiences in higher education and tell how Virginia's educational excellence is improving their lives. That soundbite you heard right at the top of the show was from Steve Agarwal. He's a student at Northern Virginia Community College's Alexandria campus. Steve is an honor student who is an aspiring economist and the vice president of Phi Theta Kappa. He's the type of student that people who don't know about community colleges wouldn't expect to attend one. Our Jeff Krause caught up with him and has this interview.
What was your impression before you began community college? What did you expect?
I actually expected a place of learning, however, at a lower level than a four-year university. And my reasoning behind that was anyone can come off the street and just get admission. And in a classroom of 20 or 30 or 40 people, you have different levels of people in academic background, understanding experiences. And the professor would have a hard time trying to maintain a certain level. And in doing so, would lower the standards to meet everyone's need. I found that to be partially correct and partially incorrect. It just depends on what professors I chose and whether I was in the honors program or not.
Tell me a little bit about your experience. Like, what are the classes like? And tell me about the honors program.
I joined the honors program, and currently I'm taking 19 honor credits. And I found that the honors program does give you the rigor that I was looking for in taking harder classes, in the sense where you actually go really in-depth into the material and you learn something, you learn how to think, you learn to question, and I think that that is something that I needed to do.
You were talking about how you have some very good instructors and you have some very good classes. Share with me one of them.
My mathematics professor, Professor Larry Stark. I've taken three courses with him, Calculus 1, Statistics, and another one. And he takes hard material and he conveys it in very easy to understand language. And I think that professors, especially, I'd like to think, are all qualified to teach. However, their ability to facilitate the subject to students in a language they understand is something that is very important. And I think that there are very few professors, at least in my experience, who have been able to do that. And when you talk to, like, you know, other students and classmates, they say, you know, the teacher's a terrible professor, but they kind of give their opinion based upon the grades that they get in class. What they don't understand is that the grades are totally subjective upon them, and they can only rate a professor so as to his or her ability to facilitate the subject. People like Professor Larry Stark took a complex subject like Calculus 1 and applied it to real-life situations and made it really easy to understand. And I think that it's people like him that make the community college different, especially in a small classroom setting, doing first and second year classes, class of 30, 35, gave personalized attention. I mean, he was always available whenever he was needed for assistance. He would give he'd give an additional hour just for tutoring, and I think he's the only professor I know who would do that.
Would you recommend community colleges to your friends or people who were looking to get started into a post-secondary education?
I would definitely recommend community college to people who would like to start out for several reasons. One is small classroom sizes. It's economical and get more personal attention.
Where do you want to go next? What's the next step?
My first choice is University of Pennsylvania, the Wharton School of Business for undergrad. If I don't get in there, then the McIntyre School at the University of Virginia. Those are my top two schools that I have. I've applied to others, but those are the top two schools that I'd like to go.
What's your ultimate goal? What are you driving to be?
An economist. I'd like to be an economist that makes policies and influence decision-making on education, primary education in particular. That's something that's very personal to me. I would like to see underprivileged kids in the world have access to primary education instead of being child laborers or out of school. And it's kind of interesting because in the United States, access to primary education is not a problem as much as quality education. And I think that quality education is determined on several factors: the richness of a county or the state, or the funding, even the racial and ethnic background of the people who attend the college or live in that community. So I did a paper on that, and I was surprised at what I found. And I think that that's wrong, but it's not much an individual can do about that.
Is that your prism for watching the presidential race, or are you kind of keeping tabs on that?
I'm trying to keep tabs on that. I haven't been very successful. I do know that there was a debate that took place last year. There was a whole fiasco about some plagiarism issue. I have 19 honor credits, and I'm also the team captain of the Relay for Life American Cancer Society of my school and the vice president of Phi Theta Kappa, so that keeps me pretty busy. So I don't really have time to watch it, although I'd like to. So in between classes, I'd stare at the monitor and watch time to time. But that is something that's a learning experience. And for me, especially because I'm taking a logic course, so we're told about how to point out the fallacies in political statements. So that's something that's interesting.
Wait, there's fallacies in political statements?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Well, you shouldn't be. some of the most rampant fallacies that politicians use are the ad hominems or straw man fallacy, where they'll attack the person, not the statement, shift attack. Like if you say, for example, I'm John Shosky and I am a great man, I've done this, and you should elect me. And my opponent says, he's a Christian. What does he know about democracy? So you're attacking the person, not his statement. He just totally ignored the statement. And what I saw the last week's debate part of it, that's what happened. And, I mean, it was just interesting to learn that, you know, something I learned from a community college in a class, I was actually able to apply immediate learnings in the practical world. For instance, in my daily life and when I watch even the debate, I watch it with a sharper eye. And it really opened a lot, honestly, this logic class I'm taking. It's really helped me a lot. I didn't expect to be able to look at the world with a different viewpoint.
My last question to you as a budding economist, are we in a recession right now?
That depends on a lot of factors, like economic recession or academic recession, political recession. I would say it's a great time to buy houses, not a good time to sell. I mean, the recession is here, but I do think that it would go up. I mean, it would get better soon. Would I say you should sell your house? No, I'd say you keep it rented. Use the policy that the federal government has, that if you lose money, you actually make money through the accounting mechanism. And then when the market goes back up, sell.
Sage advice. Steven, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
To find out about more remarkable Virginia Community College students and to keep up with the latest news affecting the Commonwealth's community college system, please visit the Virginia Higher Ed blog at www.vahighered.com. To learn more about the Virginia Community College system and to find a school near you, visit myfuture.vccs.edu. We'd like to hear your feedback about a Virginia Higher Ed podcast. To contact us, please email vhepodcast, that's all one word, vhepodcast@vccs.edu. Thanks for listening to Virginia Higher Ed Podcast.